Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. East Coast governors are shuttering some of those places where a lot of people tend to gather and therefore pose a serious threat to others if they're infected with the coronavirus. Restaurants, bars, gyms, and movie theaters will be closing their doors temporarily as of tonight. In New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, the closures take effect 8 o'clock this evening. In Maryland, where new cases are still emerging, the deadline's 5 p.m. Governor Larry Hogan is telling Marylanders to brace for what's to come.
This is going to be much harder, take much longer, and be much worse than almost anyone is currently understanding. And unfortunately, far too many people have continued to ignore those warnings and are crowding into bars and restaurants, willingly putting the health and safety of others in grave danger.
The tone of the warnings from several states led by Democratic and Republican governors stand in contrast to that of President Trump. Yesterday, he said the U.S. has, quote, tremendous control over the outbreak. The U.S. Supreme Court's doing its part to protect the justices and staff from this dangerous and widely disruptive virus. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports what's at stake in the court's decision to delay the March session of oral arguments.
The court said that in compliance with all the guidance they're getting from everybody, they have postponed the oral argument schedule for the last 2 weeks of March. Now, there are huge cases that were to be argued then, including whether the president can be subpoenaed for information involving his financial records. It's actually not a subpoena to him, it's to accountants and banks, and a similar subpoena from a grand jury in New York.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. The Peace Corps is suspending its operations around the world. NPR's Jackie Northam tells us the humanitarian group is also evacuating all of its volunteers.
Peace Corps Director Jody Olson said the spread of the coronavirus and the difficulty of international travel prompted the decision to suspend operations globally. Olson said the organization wanted to safeguard its volunteers and prevent a situation where they were unable to leave the countries where they're stationed. The Peace Corps had already evacuated its volunteers in China and Mongolia. Olson added that the federal agency was not closing and looks forward to returning to normal operations once the crisis is over.
NPR's Jackie Northam reporting. The U.S. Census Bureau is delaying sending out census workers to count college students in off-campus housing as well as to houses of worship and grocery stores while the coronavirus remains a threat. The headcount started last week. It is scheduled to end in July, but that could be changed in light of outbreak-related delays. The Dow is now down more than 2,000 points, or 8.7%. This is NPR. A Catholic priest is being retried today after his conviction was overturned twice in connection with a broad sexual abuse scandal in the Philadelphia Archdiocese. With a new judge presiding, Monsignor William Lynn is defending himself against a single count of child endangerment. Prosecutors say he put children at risk by transferring a known pedophile priest to their parish in 1993. Lynn was previously sentenced to 3 to 6 years in prison, of which he has so far served 33 months. Hundreds of Russian intellectuals are protesting legislation that will allow President Vladimir Putin disregard a term limit and remain in power until the year 2036. NPR's Lucine Kim tells us the signatories of an open letter say Russia is facing an anti-constitutional coup.
More than 400 writers, scientists, academics, and lawyers have signed the letter, saying President Putin is using pseudo-legal methods to extend his term in office. They warn a deep constitutional crisis is threatening Russia. Putin has ruled Russia for more than 20 years. Since the beginning of this year, he's pushed through a raft of constitutional changes that include the resetting of his own term limit. Putin's spokesman says he's familiar with the letter, but that the Kremlin has also received messages of support. Putin, who controls all three branches of government, is now seeking to get approval for the changes from Russia's constitutional court. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
All major market indices in the U.S. are now down 8% to 8.5%, with the Dow down nearly 2,000 points. This is NPR.